I'm Jess Burns with headlines for FSRN. A New York appeals court says local communities do have the right to ban oil and gas development within their jurisdiction. In a ruling Thursday, the court upheld a decision allowing the small upstate New York towns of Dryden and Middlefield to ban fracking. Harvard Law School's Sean Goho said Thursday's ruling won't be binding in other states, but towns around the country are watching closely.
Municipalities have shown a new interest in passing such ordinances, and this interest is being driven primarily by the rise of shale gas and shale oil. And fracking is bringing gas drilling into places that haven't had to deal with it before.
A lawyer for Norse Energy, the Norwegian company who appealed, said they are looking into taking the case to a higher court.
Carl Zimmer in Outside Magazine reports that scientists are conducting tests to kill disease-bearing ticks, hoping to retard transmission of Lyme disease. They are, quote, building contraptions that can be filled with food for deer, mice, and other tick hosts. As the animals wiggle into the devices to eat, they rub against tick-killing ointments. Other researchers have put out vaccine-laden mouse bait, which would cause the mice to kill bacteria before they can spread to new ticks. Perhaps eliminating Barbary would cut down on the tick population and reduce the rate of infection. Some researchers still think that wiping out deer should be part of the solution, and others have found fungi that can kill ticks in laboratory tests, unquote, Zimmer writes. Quote, entomologist Kirby Stafford has overseen tests of a number of these methods in Connecticut. Some work better than others, but at this point he doesn't expect a panacea. Quote, We're never going to rid Connecticut of Lyme disease, unquote, he says. That's the reality. Read the full story in Outside Magazine. Dope Jams, a Brooklyn record store that closed in January, will reopen in June in Oak Hill in Greene County. Resident Advisor reports, quote, the shop's famously grumpy proprietors Francis Engelhart and Paul Nickerson initially said they planned to keep Dope Jams alive solely as an online mail order site. A recent post on their Facebook page reveals that they will open a new shop at 7811 Route 81 in Oak Hill, a small town located in upstate New York. The shop will play host to an opening party on Sunday, June 9th, unquote. The store's website is already hawking $20 Catskills t-shirts. Oak Hill also hosts the annual Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival in July. Today is Saturday, May 4th, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 72 and a low around 37 tonight. Sunday, sunny with a high near 71 and a low around 38. Monday, the forecast is for another sunny day with a high near 71 and a low around 41. Tuesday, again, mostly sunny with a high near 72. And finally, tonight, Space.com reports that early Sunday, May 5th, just before dawn, we'll have an opportunity to see some of the remnants of the most famous comets briefly light up the sky. The famed Halley's Comet made its last pass through our solar system in 1986, and we won't see it again until 2061. But each time it goes around the sun, it leaves a dusty trail called cosmic litter, and early Sunday, May 5th, peak of the Halley's Comet meteor shower. That's cspace.com for more information. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.